Well, good morning. Happy Sabbath. I always have two things running in my mind at the same time. So, like, that's kind of how it is today. So I was trying to, I don't know. I think I can talk pretty loud. I don't think I can. Okay. Well, anyhow, I will tell you a little story about when I was about 7 or 8. But before I do that, I just have to read the Word of God because it just spoke to me, and I'm going to see if I can relate the two. The story is about being afraid, because I'm afraid a lot. And the text is about how we don't have to be what we were. After we meet Jesus, he changes us. It's not that we don't slip back, but he gives us a new choice, I would say. So here's the text that was very meaningful to me. And this is from, you can look it up, all of you children at heart. This is, I guess it's 1 Peter 4. I guess we'll do verse 3 through 8. Yes, okay. Dear God, as we read from your word, we're so happy that you love us enough to tell us who you are so that we can be made like you and live forever with you, and that you even accept us while we are sinners. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to love and accept each other and to live Matthew 7 of non-judgment. In Jesus' name, amen. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness. That just means being rude. Lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and that's not 7-Up, it's alcohol. That's no good. Don't drink that stuff. And abominable idolatries. That's anything that keeps you from God is an idol. Anything. It could be giving Bible studies, but if you haven't talked to Jesus first, then that becomes an idol. You have to have a relationship with Jesus first. In regard to these, they think it's strange that you do not run with them. This is people who you used to hang with. They think it's weird that you don't run with them in the same flood of dissipation, and they're going to talk bad about you, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him. Thank you, Jesus, for this verse. They will give an account, as will each of us, to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. So don't be angry at people if they hurt you. Just pray for God's mercy on them because they need God. That's it. And it doesn't help to be bitter. So I'm learning that. It's hard, but it's true. Okay, they will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead. That's each one of us if we're in sin. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. That's what we want. We want the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our mind. And God will talk to us all day long if we yield our hearts to him moment by moment. But the end of all things is at hand. That means I don't have to stay in East Texas too much longer, and I don't like the weather here. But anyways, I'm just being facetious. Okay, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Hallelujah. Okay, I was raised in Southern California. I'm sure by any standards it's a Sodom and Gomorrah today, but at the time it was a pretty decent place, and I lived about maybe 3 miles from my church, Riverside Seventh-day Adventist Church in Harupa. I went there through sixth grade. I got baptized there. I got married there. I got to be the narrator in the Christmas play there and be a pilgrim. So that was my home church. It was 800. Anyways, my mom and dad were average people. They were social workers. My mom didn't work. She stayed home and raised us 3 kids till I was about 6. And but anyways, one day after school, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I think I finished my piano practicing, and we had a group of neighborhood friends. And I was like, I can't remember details, but I think I called them and asked ahead because I think maybe mom let me just go over there because it was just 2 houses down across the street. Well, anyways, I was heading, you know, with or without permission, I was heading over to my friend's house to see if we could play tag and the other stuff kids do in the neighborhood. And I must have asked my mom because I was a pretty good kid. And but then all of a sudden I heard this, Ginger! And I was like, oh no, that kid is out, that bully, the 16-year-old, Jackie Kish. He had an alcoholic father. He was a problem in the neighborhood. He had said some words before. He had thrown stones. He had literally taken a metal bar and come to my window and, just to make trouble, cracked my window. And I told my mom, hey, I think I've seen that neighborhood kid do that. I've seen him around the yard with that thing before, you know, the window broke, and I think she had to call somebody. But anyways, this boy was a troubled fellow, but he was older than me twice. I was 8, he was 16, and he was on a motorcycle. and it was loud. Vasily would have liked it, because boys like that kind of stuff. But I was kind of scared, and I was like, what's he going to do? Is he going to run me over? Is he going to throw a stone? So you know what I did? I just bowed my head, and I said in my heart, I don't think I said it out loud, dear Jesus, please save me from that bully. Amen. And do you know what happened in that moment? A thought came into my mind, and do you know what it was? A verse from God's word. This is the most important thing in this planet. Amen. Let this be your best friend, day and night. The Lord says, if you meditate in this, you'll thrive like a tree planted by the rivers of water, Psalms 1. And so right at that moment, God put into my mind my Sabbath school memory verse. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear him, and he delivers them. And fear means those who love and obey him, those who want to be his child and want to let him be the king of their heart. So when I had that verse in my mind, I go, okay, I believe it. So if the angel is with me, I'm going to my friends. And I just walked on down and crossed the street and got over to the Smith's house and must have had a good afternoon for an hour or till mom called for dinner. And then I came home. But I realized something. The fact that mom was reading the Sabbath school lesson with us every Friday night, I don't think we had time during the week because by that point I think she was a single mom. But it was storing up God's word in my heart. And that's what we have to do now in getting ready for the things that are just about to come. You know, we already went through COVID and that was a little cray-cray. It's going to get worse. Matthew 24 says so. But be not afraid, for I have overcome the world. And we don't have to even be afraid of those last 10 chapters of great controversy, because Jesus said, if you're walking with me like Enoch, this is the best is yet to come. And we get to stand up as a testimony to the whole universe of what God can do with fallen, sinful, unbelieving people if we just give our hearts to Jesus and spend time with him every day.
Amen.